time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, of course, over the weekend, it was the Academy Awards taking place in Los Angeles. We look at this for inspiration for this week's Swiss Up. And I'll ask the question, what about Switzerland? So, Dario, has there ever been a Swiss film or an actor who's won an Oscar?
Yes, actually, yay. There has been one Swiss person.
One?
But it was a long while ago. Back in 1962, Maximilian Schell, an Austrian-born Swiss, won the Oscar for Best Actor in a Leading Role. He played a German defense attorney in the American film Judgment at Nuremberg, a courtroom drama which depicts a fictionalized version of one of the Nuremberg military tribunals that took place after World War Two.
Okay, so since then, no more Oscars for Swiss actors.
No, Maximilian Schell was nominated two more times in 1976 and 2 years later for a supporting role, but never actually won again, and there have been no female nominees or winners with a Swiss passport. This is unless you count people with Swiss roots. Then it looks a little different, and you could add maybe Renée Zellweger's two Oscars. She has Swiss roots, although she is not currently possessing the Swiss passport. But she had she won two Oscars, one for her supporting role in Cold Mountain and the second one for her leading role in the 2020 film Judy.
Okay, so
that's as close as Switzerland got to another Oscar.
Right. So we're not getting there well with the actors or actresses. But what about films, though? Has there been a Swiss film winner?
Well, here again, the short answer is no Swiss film has ever won an Oscar for Best Film or Best International Feature Film. The closest a Swiss film ever got was probably back in 2016 when the stop-motion children's film My Life as a Courgette was nominated for Best Animated Feature Film.
Yeah, I do remember that. There was a great deal of excitement.
Yes, it was a lot of excitement around it. When I saw the film, I understood why it didn't win.
Right, okay. Let's take a look at, though, maybe a bit behind the scenes. So, Swiss producers and talents, there's been a little bit of, let's say, success there.
Yes, there has been a little bit of success there. There is actually a Basel man who has produced several Swiss films. Arthur Cohn from Basel has produced no less than six Oscar-winning movies, three Academy Award winners for Best Documentary Feature, and three for Best Foreign Language Films. And in 1945, Richard Schweitzer, a Swiss screenwriter, won an Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay for his involvement in the French and Swiss film Marie-Louise. This film thus became the first foreign language film ever to win the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay. So yeah, in a way, yeah, there you could say there was some Swiss involvement there for that. But yes, the Swiss person that holds the most Oscar is a producer named Arthur Cohn.
Right. I do feel I'm really pushing this a bit, actually, with this. However, these films, though, are they, let's say, memorable, known to anybody?
Well, for people who are in the know, maybe yes. To be honest, I haven't seen any of them. The last one was the 1999 documentary One Day in September, which is a documentary about the murder of 11 Israeli athletes in the 1972 Summer Olympic Games in Munich. Others include the 1990 documentary American Dream on a strike movement in the heartland of the USA, and the 1976 French film Black and White in Color, which is set in the African theater of World War One. So all of those were produced or co-produced by Arthur Cohn.
Okay, I think, I won't promise anything, I think I've seen that documentary One Day in September. I think I've seen that. I have definitely seen a documentary about the murder of the Israeli athletes at the Olympics. It may have been that one. So
I think there was also a big remake, right, a few years ago, which was actually a dramatized
version
feature
of that.
Film.
Yes.
About this.
Yeah, I may have seen that one, I don't know, and I'm not promising. However, to know these films, you do really have to be a little bit of a connoisseur, but there is one Swiss Oscar, and I think this is probably the biggest one, that stems from a film which is much more mainstream, and I think this person who won this Oscar, you could even argue, is to a large extent now a bit of a household name.
Yes. So, and the Oscar that we're talking about is the 1980s Academy Award for Best Visual Effects, which went to the original Alien film. And those effects and the design of the famous alien with its sleek biomechanical appearance and elongated skull is the work of Swiss artist H.R. Giger. It is certainly fair to say that this is the most widely known movie ever that led to a Swiss Oscar. Giger died in 2014, but his legacy certainly lives on in movies and also a museum dedicated to his work in Gruyère in the canton of Fribourg. And I wonder if maybe his Oscar can be seen there.
I have been to that. You're right. I have been to that museum, but I can't remember whether his Oscar's there.
Because
I will say that
it sort of would make sense.
It would.
Maybe one of the listeners knows that.
It should be there. When I was last there, though, this is absolutely true. When I was last at the, when I went to the Giger Museum in Gruyère, I was looking around and I asked the woman who's working behind the counter, and I asked her the question, is he still alive? And at the time, he was. Mm-hmm. And she says, "Oh yes, he's alive. He lives in Zurich.
He's in the basement.
No, he's alive. Yeah. And he lives in Zurich." Then, actually, quite literally, 5 days later, he died. Mm-hmm. And I thought, "Oh, that was telling." So, actually, however, so after his death, maybe then the Oscar has now gone to the museum, and I think it should be there. If they haven't got it, they should have it. Anyway, so there we go. So yes. Giger, Alien is the most famous Swiss Oscar. Other than that, Switzerland needs to work a little bit harder. I can't
help we need to work harder. Maybe now that there was this vote that made Netflix and all the other streaming platforms or obliged them to co-finance and co-produce films in Switzerland, maybe that'll move us closer to an Oscar eventually.
Maybe.
I mean, the best foreign language feature film is a German co-production with Netflix this year, right?
Okay. All right.
Nothing new on the Western Front or something
all quiet,
like that?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, yeah, All Quiet on the Western Front. Sorry, yes. Now I have it.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, wait. Yes. Is there a Swiss involvement in that, All Quiet on the Western Front?
There was, yes, there is actually a slight Swiss involvement there for the best adapted screenplay. One of the writers on that screenplay is a German person that holds Swiss citizenship.
Right.
But they didn't win the Oscar for best adapted screenplay.
Right.
But you
can
still go and see the film or go, like, turn on Netflix, watch the film, and think, okay,
right,
somebody who's writing on this had
slight,
a Swiss passport.
A slight link, as I say, we sort of like, we could have actually shortened that episode. Has there been any Swiss Oscars? Yeah, Giger, there you go, that's it. Done. Thank you, Dario. Right. Okay, let's leave it there for now. Dario, thank you very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.